Hello, this is Dean Gocher. I'm founder and director of the Institution for Authority Research. I encourage you to trust in the Lord with all your heart, lean not to your own understanding, and in all your ways to acknowledge Him. Then He's the one who directs your paths. That's Proverbs 3, 5, and 6. This program is about a word that I call diaprax, a process, a dialectic process. It's a way of thinking and praxis, the practice of it. It is the very foundation of our culture today. They call it a culture war. There's a war that's been going on in changing culture from a national structure of culture, a particular way of thinking of mine and yours. This is my border and this is my land and not your land. And to a globalist paradigm, which is the dialectical process. And so it's important that we understand this. The last program, I did an intro. It was all over the place, but I was trying to give a foundation for understanding the dialectic from Theodore Adorno. And so we're going to pick up from where we left off. The last quote I gave in the last session was from Broner's book, Stefan Broner out of Berkeley, of Critical Theory and Its Theorists. He wrote, "A detailed theoretical analysis of the relationship between Christianity and antisemitism has been contributed by Max Horkheimer and Theodore Adorno." And it was the book, particularly The Authoritarian Personality. And any certified teacher out there knows of Bloom's taxonomy. Bloom's taxonomy is built from works like Adorno's Authoritarian Personality. So we're going to today cover a lot of quotes from that book. Now, Adorno's work is foundational to UN activity. Now, the UN is going before he showed up, but he gave it a platform to work from. Now, Adorno worked in the 50s in evaluating or developing evaluation tools, how to find out what ticks in people, and was therefore able to find a testing method that as you took the test, it wouldn't only evaluate your paradigm, it would actually change your paradigm. The answers are in the questions. And by simply asking the question, it would affect new answers. It would change the person taking the test. And this is phenomenal. The liberals just love this stuff. And there were several hundred experiments in the next 5 or 6 years following Adorno's work. Now, he wasn't the only one who worked on the authoritarian personality, but he's the figurehead. Now, he writes, and I'm going to be all over the place on this, but I'm just going to give you some of the language, the quotes behind what's where we are today. Like I say, the UN, this is a process, folks. It's whether it's a UN or Council of Foreign Relations or NATO or any organization, whether it's your local town hall meeting, you bring in a facilitator, you dialogue to a consensus over social issue in a facilitated, a facilitated meeting, you're into this structure. It's a paradigm. It's a way of setting policy. It's a way of solving problems. It's a paradigm. A paradigm is a way of thinking. Now, Adorno writes, should fascism, and as I shared last week or last program, that when the Frankfurt School came from Germany, they fled because Hitler had become chancellor. And so they were keenly aware of what was happening in Europe with the intent of preventing it from happening in America. And they directly correlated, to get ahead of myself, the traditional family, as Marx equated the traditional family with a patriarchal paradigm that they said, they're wrong, but they said led to fascism, a top-down system. But see, fascism is dialectic. See, communism is dialectic. It just depends on whether you're going to go national with the process or global with the process. But to lay this on the family, see, it's a spiritual agenda because they understood that family structure, Marx said once the earthly family discovered to be the secret of the heavenly family. Once you realize it's that traditional family that prepares the children to have a conscience to recognize right from wrong so when they read the word of God, they understand God's paradigm. Now, dad and mom aren't perfect, but that office is. And they understood that because we all resent our parents in some way, shape, or form, every one of them told you to do something you didn't want to do. That was dissatisfaction. And so we didn't like their paradigm. And so it would be easy to get everybody into a dialogue, diverse group, dialoguing to a consensus, which destroys, that instantly destroys a top-down system. Instantly. It's gone. Kaput. And as I mentioned last program, that Jürgen Habermas, he said, if I get you in a room, the parent and the children, the parent with their categorical imperative and the child to obey, and I get them to dialogue together how they feel and what they think, the parental structure is gone. It's gone. It's gone. It's vaporized. The parents just lost, but they call it a win-win situation because the parent has the child within too. The parent has lust of the flesh, lust of the eyes, and the pride of life too, just as the child does. Let's unite on that. That's what we all have in common. Communism is finding what we have in common. God says, no, I'm not going to find what I have in common with you. Yes, I breathed the breath of life into the nostrils of man, but I also formed him from the dust of the ground, and that is not what's common with me. So it's contrast. That's flesh, this is spirit. And so everything from the Word of God, everything from believers is contrast. But everything of the world is common. What do we have in common? And so they built off of eros. And they can cover, like I said, with agape, the language, and still end up with eros. You know, well, we're going to have the youth go down to that youth group and learn about the love of Jesus. And they get in a room and go, how do you feel and what do you think? And do the group hug. And all of a sudden you have all kinds of immorality coming out of that youth group. How can that happen, man? They were down there studying the Word of God. No, they were using the process, like Eve is using the process, sharing her opinion of God's Word. And your opinion always carries your dissatisfaction with God's Word. That's what was happening in that youth group. But we had our children's best interest in mind when we sent them there. Where in the Word of God does God ever say to send your child down to a youth group and discover within themselves in the collective experience God's truth? Professing to become wise, you became a fool. God says inculcate, that means repeat over and over and over and over and over and over until they just finally get it. Now, do they feel, a warmth of fuzziness in the command? No, they just obey it. Because the kingdom of God is not built on how you feel and what you think or how your children feel or what they think. The kingdom of God is not built on osmosis. Well, let's get back. Adorno, building on this socialist, and oh, by the way, ties to feelings, the sensuousness of man. Marx says, all sensuous experience, sense experience, that's material, okay? When Eve was looking at the tree, that was material. That was a physical tree. And a sensuous experience, a sense experience was to eat of it. Now, how did he get Eve to eat of it? Well, it's first of all to get her sensuous need to touch it. See, that's you're drawn away. There's something within you, that dopamine, that wants you to touch something in the environment, to relate with it. The environment stimulated this desire to relate with it. There's nothing wrong with that. God put that in us. The marriage bed is undefiled. That's good environment, but under God. But then if you say, well, okay, this pleasure is a good thing, I think I'll just get more of it. No, you're outside of God's will. That's adultery. See? And so there's under law, there's liberty in law, and there's order. Well, now, the whole ideology of the dialectical process is, and whether it's Freud or Marx, is that this pleasure of the environment, see, the environment stimulated pleasure in you, and you look at the environment to get more pleasure, that's the real you. And anything that comes in, see, Eve, sensuous need to touch it, and then she looks at it. She's looking into the environment. This is the pattern for the group grade in the classroom. You look into the environment. That's all the environmental issues. And you find in the environment what stimulated the pleasure, and then if whatever is in the environment is not going to hurt you, then it's okay. And so that's all Satan said, you won't die. And she says, well, God has said, lest ye touch, neither touch it nor ye die. That, by the way, there's an opinion. So having your child in my classroom, all I want them to do is share their opinion of you. Their opinion of the home. Because their opinion carries their desire that you prevented. Their opinion carries the lust of the flesh and lust of the eyes and the pride of life that God, the moment God says, no, you can't do that, that's what's engendered within. That's what is exposed. And so your opinion carries that. And so in the classroom, every teacher, inductive reasoning, get your child's opinions. And that's all Satan was doing. Get her opinion. Well, nor touch it lest you die. And he says, oh, you won't die. And she looks at the tree. And you know what? He's absolutely right. The tree was good for food, pleasing the eyes, desires to make one wise. So your child's looking into the environment, and there's nothing wrong with the environment. There's nothing wrong with playing with the friends. There's nothing wrong with doing this or that or whatever it is. So if there's nothing wrong in the environment, then my parents' commands are irrelevant. I didn't tell the child your parents' commands or your parents' office is wrong. Your child learns it's irrelevant. It means nothing. You're worthless. And your child will come home and treat you as worthless. Oh, by the way, they have to be careful because you do feed them and clothe them, and they're going to work on you on that. But then they're going to have a little more independence than you ever had when you were a child. And you're going, wow, what happened to these kids? You know, they're growing up pretty fast. Eve was growing, she really grew fast. There's enlightenment. She saw the tree. There's a sense perception. Sensuous need, sense perception, saw the tree, sensuous need to touch it. The environment stimulated the desire, looks in the facilitator there, says, okay, look in the environment, discover for yourself. And then she is now free because there's no restraint, there's no absolutes, there's no right, wrong, black, white, sheep, goats, heaven, hell, above, below, in the sensuous experience of eating of the fruit. And she's absolutely right now. She is like God. She can decide for herself what's right and wrong. She's taken the role of the parent. And she's practicing a heresiarchical paradigm. That's the agenda of every teacher certified under Bloom's taxonomy. That's the pattern. He starts with knowing, comprehending, application, analysis, synthesis, evaluation. Knowing, you've been told you can't go out. Comprehending. This is where, by the way, all these social psychologists are wrong because they say we have to have what's human nature. Well, you know, when you tell a child, because I said so, they know what you meant. They know what you meant. They know you better not do it. But then he says application, that's the next level. Well, the child decides to go out and do it. And the analysis is, as you take the child to the woodshed, chastening produces a peaceful fruit of righteousness. You're teaching them right from wrong. And now they have peace. They know the difference. They're not confused. But Bloom then says you must synthesize. Every teacher, certified teacher, is trained on Bloom's taxonomy, built on the Frankfurt School material. And built on what Satan did with Eve in the garden. You gotta synthesize. In other words, you got to experience for yourself. Experience is the foundation for truth. Truth isn't above you. Truth is within you. Truth was within the village. It takes the village, say, to raise up the child, to raise up the parent. As Adorno, and I'll quote this later too, Adorno said we must use social environmental forces to change the parents' behavior towards the child, because the parents of the past were teaching their children and preaching and teaching structure, a didactic patriarchal structure, a biblical structure, and we have to change how the parents relate with their children. Now they have to dialogue. We'll have child protective services at their door any time that they're chastening that child. That's what that's all about. See, that's an enemy of the gospel. Oh, wait a minute. Oh, they're loving. No. You know, the gospel, as I shared last program, comes with the law of God. God didn't negate his law. Jesus came to fulfill the law. He didn't destroy the law. He fulfilled it. But he didn't put it aside. It's just now in you. It's not external. It's not a social agenda. It is personal. And a work of the Holy Spirit in you. Sanctification means the law is automatically fulfilled within you. Now, when you fail on it, Jesus paid for he paid for it. Somebody had to pay for it. Do you understand that? Somebody had to pay the debt. Somebody had to pay your debt. God took it. He paid it. But didn't he say, okay, now the debt's paid. Now you can, we can just forget the law? No. To a believer, the law shows God's mercy and grace. To those who are unregenerated, it shows God's wrath. Because on the day of judgment, it's God's law or the blood of the Lamb. Now, I've shared this over and over, and I keep sharing it because, folks, that is what the dialectic has to destroy. It has to destroy the law of God. And so I get your child in the room sharing their opinion. If Satan got Eve to share her opinion, look inductively at the environment, all the environmental issues. The child says it's safe now to go into the environment, therefore by perception. And I shared last time, remember the Holocaust was all about perception. As long as nobody saw what was happening, it was okay, out of sight, out of mind. That's the dialectical process. Marx said you must, the philosopher must become a journalist. So what do? Is you get control of the media, and like the Soviet system, which we have today in our media, is they only present the substance of perception that prevents a didactic patriarchal experience while you're watching the news. In other words, God's watching you. Oh, you don't see that on the news. We need to fear God. Thou shalt have no other gods before me. You don't hear that on the news. No, that has to be expunged from the news. So just like Satan was looking at the tree, there's nothing wrong with the tree. And if there's nothing wrong with a tree, then God's law is worthless. It's irrelevant. It doesn't fit with the contemporary, with the changing times. And so she ate of the fruit of the tree. There it is. Karl Marx said, sense experience, which is sensuous need and sense perception, all must proceed from nature. And I just took you to Genesis 3, 1 through 6. All of social psychology is found in those six verses. And that is the foundation for curriculum development in that public school out there, that every accredited public and Christian school has to be built on Bloom's taxonomy. Has to be built on Satan's paradigm, Genesis 3, 1 through 6. And then these Marxists, the Frankfurt School, came here and said, oh, we got to look at fascist Germany and we got to label them from the traditional home, the patriarchal home. What a bunch of hogwash. But we bought it. I mean, this is the foundation of destruction of nationalism and states' rights and your property rights, because it's a correlation. That's how they did it. Fraudulent, but it's worked. And so Adorno writes, should fascism become a powerful force in this country? He's talking about America. Now, here's a German that was taking Germany to Marxism, and Hitler took over and cut them off, and they came here, and they saw all these traditional families, and they go, oh, potential fascism, we got to save America from fascism. No, their real chant is, we got to practice a system that Satan used on Eve in the garden, in the woman in the garden, to deliver man from God. And you'll see this in his quotes. So he said, okay, if fascism becomes a powerful force in this country, it will parade under the banners of traditional American democracy. Quote, rugged individualism. Oh, this is what Homeland Security and the whole process today is about. Democratic type of relationship. The ability of the subject to appraise his parents. Now, this is a traditional American democracy. And this might have been the old Democratic, which today would be probably more conservative than even the Republican today. But he said, the democratic type of relationship, the ability of the subject to appraise his parents objectively. Now, let me correct that. Because he is talking about this new form of liberal democracy where the child, the subject, can appraise his parents objectively. In other words, when the parent says you can't do that, the child can look like Satan got the woman to look at the tree and objectively decide for herself. As contrasted, he says, with an inclination to put the parent on a very high plane. Now, that means the parent's right and whatever they said is right and you better not do what's wrong. Then, do you understand the paradigms now? The democratic alternative, humanitarianism, is the ability to like and dislike, in other words, your feelings, to value and oppose individuals on the basis of concrete, specific experience. In other words, as long as they're getting a satisfying experience from the event, then it's okay. So your perception, the child's perception, is now the standard for reality. So you can send that child, that young girl who's expecting, down to the abortion clinic, and her perception is that is not an individual person in her, not knowing, nobody told her that's not her blood. That unborn baby has its own blood. But no, that's not taught. And it is taught, it's taught just quickly, so it's not understood. The perception is the good life lies ahead of her, and this object in her is inhibiting her from the good life. And therefore, it's okay to remove whatever it is that interferes with a good life. for the specific experience. It's concrete. What is particularly important here is that recognition of one's own individuality, your own personal dissatisfaction, see, is the basis for a recognition of the individuality of everyone and for the democratic concept of the dignity of man. Oh, they build on the dignity of man. Marx hated this biblical structure where man is condemned. No, we're good. Satan was telling Eve, you're good. You have dignity. Oh, they want you to have dignity. You know, they want you to die with dignity. You know, the Bible says, think not more highly of yourself than you ought. See, we need to take captive every thought to the obedience of Christ. What is the dignity of man? See, and you say, well, wait a minute, we need to treat people civilly. I agree with that. But this is a different, he's talking about the individual's resentment to being told what's right and wrong. Their resentment towards a right and wrong way of thinking, a paradigm, a patriarchal paradigm. And so he's seeing that structure, that paradigm, that biblical structure is anathema to the dignity of man. And he says, only when the process of production is organized in a socialist basis, in other words, the village, and that's where we've gone today. This administration has declared war on commerce. It's been going on for a long time, but boy, you talk about outright declaration. Socialist basis, they argue, can there be true economic democracy? What's true economic democracy? Equally poor. Equality or management and labor and a high national standard of living. That's the dream. What? Who sets the standard of living? Is it God? Who says, cast all your cares upon me. My God shall supply all my needs according to his riches in glory. Yeah, the earth is the Lord's in the fullness thereof. No, not anymore. It's the environmentalists. You know, and so they had to make sure that they went out and evaluated everything. And Lazarsfeld, yeah, he's the one who, Rio Conference, set up the Club of Rome, and he figured out how much energy the sun put out, how much the earth absorbed, and how much waste was produced. And this is legitimate stuff. You can go to the university and check this stuff out. This is the foundation for the environmental issue. The healthy earth is 500 million people. Now, it sounds like some wacko. Well, this came from the liberals. This is the Al Gore crowd. This is where they're aiming. They have a goal. They have an agenda. These are all scientists. They get their bean counters out and their calculators. They figure out what you're worth. Just the same thing they did in the gulag. You know, anybody who was sent from the West Russia out to the east of Siberia, there were camps out there that they knew a person would only last 9 months. That for the way they didn't have to ship anybody back. These are the bean counters of the future. Who say, we care about you. And see, for me to even share that, that's so hateful, man. We care. Don't be deceived, folks. Don't be deceived. You know why you're deceived? Because you trusted somebody. Cursed is the man who trusts in man. And we're a nation that trusts in man. Why? Because man has found what we all love. Lust of the flesh, lust of the eyes, and pride of life. And we have a national platform on that. Folks, we are a wicked nation. And we are promoting wickedness around the world. No president. Every president, by the way, swears to defend and hold the Constitution against any enemy, foreign, domestic. Do you know, if you think dialectic, you cannot do that? You cannot do that? You cannot do that! In fact, you can't have faith in God and practice the dialectical process. And well, let's go on. Obedience and loyalty are the first requirements of the in-group member. In other words, obey the parent and be loyal to the family. Now, he's classifying here, see. And he's classifying as fascism. He's classifying as Hitler. So, therefore, every parent out there who spanks their child. Do you remember? Folks, you have to understand, whether they understand it or not, Child Protective Services has this concept. They have this idea that when the child is obeying the parent and they're loyal to the home, that's an in-group mentality. Remember Columbine, where those boys were shooting up the students. All the students who were shot were is and not students, were patriarchal in their structure. And the ones doing it were fascist in their structure. They were an in-group. and an out-group structure. And remember, Clinton said, we have an in-group, out-group situation here. He knew this stuff. Obedience and loyalty are the first requirements of the in-group member. That describes the disciples, you know. What is called power-seeking and clannishness in the out-group is transferred into moral righteousness, self-defense, and loyalty in the in-group. In other words, it's right for you to attack them. The in-group must be kept pure and strong. In other words, you're going to identify those who are not right. The Bible says if a man's practicing adultery in the church, you know, and he refuses to repent, cast him out, that he might repent. Well, there it is. The in-group must be kept pure and strong. The only method of doing this is to liquidate. Now look at the powerful words here. Liquidate the out-group. Kill them all. That's what, you know, the genocide. To keep them, another form, to keep them entirely subordinate, that's slavery, or to segregate them, and this was the civil rights movement's justification, them in such a way as to minimize contact with the in-groups. Oh, that sounds like the church today, the called out ones. And you know the church today isn't the called out ones, it's the call them in. Because it today, that if you're doing that, see, you're a fascist. If you're in a congregation that has a minister says, okay, we're going to preach the word of God here, and if you don't know the Lord, I'm going to preach to the point of where if you hate God or you don't want to know Him, you're going to hit the back door. You're going to get out of here because we're going to preach the gospel. We're going to preach the love of God, which does not negate the law of God. And so, if you love in the flesh, you're going to be miserable here. See, that's fascism, and that structure. If you find a group out there that just isolate themselves, when you go and you just find that group together, in the world but not of it, as Jesus was meeting with the disciples, that's fascism. Patriotism. Now, you know, the apostate church is deceived and think, oh no, that's not what we're doing. But it doesn't matter how far down the road you've gone. You're on the wrong road. If you're doing the dialectic, you can be appear to be very conservative. You can have a lot of conservative issues that you would agree with, but you're on the wrong road. You got to get on the right road. It's a narrow. How narrow is narrow? How straight is straight? In other words, you got to put how you feel and what you think to the side. It's what God says. That's your foundation. That's where unity is found, is in Him, in doctrine, sound doctrine. Now, Dorner goes on. Patriotism. Oh, wow. Listen to this. Viewing America as an in-group in relation to other nations as out-groups. Realize that Adorno is laying down a testing method that is now used in our public and Christian schools. Bloom's taxonomy. How to identify the in-group thinking people who are thinking out-groups. Patriotism involves blind attachment to certain national cultural values. You know, apple pie and what else? Uncritical conformity. In other words, you're not questioning. You just conform. Bible says be transformed, but conform. There needs to be a confirmation, not consensus. In other words, somebody comes in and says this, it needs to conform. It needs to line up with the Word of God. But he's saying, no, uncritical. You don't question the parent. You don't question their statement. You don't question the Word of God. Now, you might question the minister. I would say question the minister. Take every thought he says captive to the obedience of Christ, to the Word of God. Uncritical conformation with a prevailing group way and rejection of other nations as outgroups.